Hello, everybody. Come on in. I always picture like I'm opening the doors, like I'm op opening the doors to camp. Reminds me of camp when we open the doors and everyone streams in. How is everyone doing tonight? This is my favorite, one of my very favorite things that I do here in OBS every month. Our monthly bench coaching call. I am Coach Betsy for anyone who is new or just hasn't seen one of my coaching calls yet or heard or listened to one of my coaching calls yet. There's always new members coming in. Y'all, I can hear my sweet puppy in there like whining. And he's okay, y'all. He's okay. He's maybe a little hungry. We have gone today from feeding him three times a day to feeding him twice a day. And we give him more food, when we feed him twice a day. But y'all, he's used to getting that food. And it is about dinner time for him. So my husband is coming home, but I can hear that crying. And this dog mama heart is feeling it right now. I'm telling y'all, I'm real big on just, talking about my feelings as they're happening. So, but my husband will be home soon. So, all right. Well, what are we going to do today? As many of you all know, I am the binge coach here in OBS. So I like to say I believe I'm an expert on binge eating. I have a history of binge eating myself, and I have experienced a lot of what you all have experienced. I actually have something to talk about tonight that I don't know if I've actually experienced before, but I want to talk more about it because I think that it is common with bingers. And so I think that'll be an interesting little conversation. But this is really mainly a coaching call, an open coaching call for you all. So anyone who wants to get coached and raise your hand, Karen, you are going to be first up here in a minute. Let me rename myself, even though it's a picture of Corinne. And was anybody on the camp call today? I was there in the chat. That was fun. We learned about the theme for camp in September 2026. It is going to be what's the theme going to be, y'all? I want to say it's not impossible, unstoppable. Unstoppable, becoming an OBS woman. Yeah, thank you, Maureen. I keep wanting to say impossible, and it's like, no, that's not it. It's the opposite. Unstoppable, becoming an OBS woman. And the replay will be out in a day or two for you all who couldn't attend live, and you'll get to hear all about why Corinne chose that theme and just everything that we're going to learn at camp. So I am super, super excited. I know I've been singing that Sia, isn't it Sia? I've been singing that Sia song all afternoon because I bet we'll be hearing that song at camp too. All right. Well, I think let's just dive into coaching, and then when I get the chance, well, I'll definitely answer this question or these questions that came in on the Facebook group. I just posted on the Facebook group yesterday. Just what do you all want to learn? What do you all want me to talk about on these calls? And I got a couple of really good questions. So we'll get to those, but I want to go ahead and just start with some coaching. So you all raise your hand if you want to get coached, and I don't want Karen to wait any longer than she needs to. Yes, Maureen, these calls are once a month for the binge coaching calls. And then, of course, we have coaching calls on Sundays, also some other days of the week sometimes. So it's just check your call calendar at nobswomen.com and you will see what the schedule is. Okay. But yes, I'm here once a month. And usually a Tuesday, but it's not always the same Tuesday every month. So that's why we just say check out the call calendar. All right, Miss Karen. Let's see, I'll ask you to unmute.
Hello.
Hello, let's see.
Hello.
I'm gonna ask you to start your video too, if you want to. Of course, that's
Sorry.
optional. I think you're.
It work?
No, I just see a black screen.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait,
Okay.
there you are.
All right.
Good. How are you?
So, I have had gastric bypass surgery like 5 or 7 years ago, something like that. And they almost didn't let me have it because I have a history of binging. So I lost like 100 and something pounds, and I gained a little back in COVID, and I lost some more. But then my life is just stressful. I have a teenager and a 20-year-old and a husband and a mother and 3 dogs living with me. And I'm a teacher. So I feel like I'm doing a good job at everything except not binging. Like I kind of am using it to cope, to do all the stuff I need to do. And that's my main issue right now. So what I've done is I used to journal all at once in the morning. Now I'm trying to spread it out to do a little at lunch, a little in the morning, a little at dinner. And I just came up with that idea actually. And so I started listening to a fun audiobook on the way to work, and then I listened to No BS on the way home, hoping that it'll help me cope better in the evening. And so I just don't, I like the last week or so, I've been eating like a crazy person in the evening. And I just don't, I try to say, okay, I'm going to pause and I'm going to try to figure out what I really need. But then I'm eating a Nutty Buddy, and then I'm like, oh, well.
So this is where I want you to start, and this is for everybody. Where, and this is what worked for me to really help to reduce my binging. And, I haven't binged in quite a while now, in several, gosh, it's probably been close to 5 or 6 months now. What can happen is that we are just judging our binging so much. And that kind of just the way you just kind of described that right there was like, well, I had to, I'm like a crazy person, right? And like, well, I had a Nutty Buddy and then, just F it or whatever, right? And so the big shift that I was able to make that I just keep talking about because I want to kind of shout it from the rooftops is when I learned that binging was this way. I mean, you're talking about how it is a coping mechanism, right? You are taking care of yourself with food. Do you agree?
Do. And I exercise and I pray and I listen to music and I read for pleasure and but it's not good enough. By the end of the day, like the only problem with me is like I do a good job at work. I do a good job parenting and everything, but I can't do it without eating.
But here's the thing. You still think that eating is a problem. Is this bad thing about you? Is this wrong thing about you, right? You've been saying how, like, well, everything else, I kind of accomplish all these other things in my life, but I can't figure out this. When I had to move the eating into more of a neutral thing that I was doing, not this inherently bad or wrong thing that I was doing. I'm just taking care of myself with food. Yes, it has a consequence that other things don't have, but that's still just a fact. When I eat a bunch of food, I gain weight. When I eat a bunch of food on a regular basis, I gain weight. But still, it's just something that we do to take care of ourselves. What do you think?
I agree. And and it's been effective.
Okay.
And I do know that I am trying to care for myself. But I do want to reduce that.
Right, because it does have, I mean, it does have this consequence, right?
Right.
But it's still like you're moving it more into this like kind of factual, neutral thing that I'm doing. Okay, I have this coping mechanism. Like let's compare it to like online shopping, right? Like, all right, I get stressed out at night. I'm kind of scrolling my phone and, I buy a bunch of stuff. Well, that's got consequences too, right? A decreased bank account. And so just to see this, see binging just like that, where it's like, okay, it's getting the job done. It's just like you said at the very beginning of your call. It's helping me deal with all these things in my life. And it's got this consequence that isn't helping me reach a goal that I really want
Right.
for myself.
And it's like work and overwork and suck it up until evening, and then I feel
It
like I
reminds me of
deserve
like,
it.
sometimes I talk about like a pressure cooker, right? Like an instant pot. You just, we're sucking in all that air all day. Well, we're gonna have to let that steam out, right? And so what you're doing with this journaling of like you're letting off that steam throughout the day,
Right.
right? So we're talking about kind of first taking the temperature down on the binging, where it's like, okay, I've got this coping mechanism. It's working for me to kind of get everything accomplish everything I want except for weight loss. It's like I also want weight loss. So we need to kind of explore some other ways to take care of ourselves. But the binging was us taking care of ourselves too. So we have something inside of us that wants to take care of us. I mean, everything inside of us wants to take care of us. So we just need to explore some other ways to care for us ourselves that don't have these consequences.
I feel like I have a way,
Okay.
like just go to the bathroom and be alone.
Yeah.
But I have not done it.
Oh, why not?
It's a good idea. I don't
It
even
is.
think of it.
So what do you think could help you remember or remind you? Because we need reminders to do something new and different.
Well, Corinne said, "Think before you eat,"
Yes. I actually
recently,
have that
and
on a sticky note right here.
So maybe I'll put some sticky notes on the fridge or in the pantry.
Or maybe
And
like an alarm on your phone or a little reminder on your phone. Is it time to go to the bathroom? Something like that, like at like 10, 2, and 4,
yeah,
or something like that,
just some
right?
nice alone time.
Yes. Because what I mean, go
I've
ahead.
only recently realized that I'm like an introvert and I need lots and lots of alone time.
Yes.
But
Yes. I am so big on, excusing yourself and going to the bathroom, because that's something that feels safe to a lot of us. Because I mean, we all need to go to the bathroom, right? It's not like we're doing something totally different that we wouldn't do. But here's the thing, we don't have to actually have to go to the bathroom to go. And, washing your hands with some warm water, just taking a few deep breaths when you're in there, go into the stall and just take a few deep breaths, right? Go to the, go if you need to go, but it's not required. And it really, really does help you. It sounds like, but we got to get into action, proving that to ourselves.
And forming a new action or a new habit is real hard.
Yeah, we need reminders at first. We absolutely do. And we also don't want to make it mean anything about us when we forget, right? You have a very practiced habit of taking care of yourself in this way, right? That's why urges come at night. Right? It's like, well, this is what we do. So this is why we suggest it every single night. So we don't want to make those urges a problem because they're just the result of this habit that's been practiced. But pretty soon, if you keep practicing this bathroom habit, you're going to start getting urges to go into that bathroom and have your alone time. Yeah. But at first, we don't get that at first, right? At first, we need reminders. It's got to be more intentional.
And not to judge when I forget.
And not judge when you sometimes go to old habits of eating to cope.
And for a little while, I was like saving it for serious bad things. But now it's like it's a day that ends in Y, and so I need.
And so, I mean, that's okay too, right? It's again, you have figured out a way to care for yourself, and we just don't ever want to judge ourselves for that, for caring for ourselves. And sometimes the only way that we just have access to in the moment. I'm telling you, that was the game changer for me when I stopped judging myself or just judged myself less and didn't make it this horrible, bad, shameful thing I was doing. I actually had gotten really good at figuring out how to care for myself
And
and
I
check
was
out.
talking to a friend, and she's like, "You know, everyone overeats and stuff." I was like, "No, I'm broken and I'm special. I'm the only one, and this is a problem for me, and it has been, and you're skinny and be quiet."
So how's that working for you, that story?
Well, I'm not broken and I'm not special. Lots of people have this issue. They're perfectly fine human beings. And
And everyone has coping mechanisms, right? It might not be eating. It might be, scrolling. It might be shopping, like I was saying earlier. It might be porn. It might be, like we all have ways that we escape, ways that we check out, ways that we just, don't have to kind of face the world for a short time. And so we're all in this together, really. But then we live in a world where perceptions, people perceive certain coping mechanisms as, whatever, right? As worse than others, but they're really not, right?
Kind of
So
tried to make it like, well, would you do cocaine?
Brynn talks about that sometimes, right? It's like there are coping mechanisms that we like totally don't even consider, right? And we can get that way with eating too. We can just, I mean, and it doesn't have to be like a judgy thing. It's just like, no, I don't do that. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to take, but that's, I mean, people who are on drugs or take care and then taking care of themselves too. Right. And so it's all the same. We're all just trying to get through this life. Right. And so why would we judge ourselves for that? Or let's just start judging ourselves a little bit less. And then that can open us up to, well, what else can I try?
I feel like I come up with good ideas, but then in the moment, I think I'm already offline and
What has worked for you in that kind of case, in that situation, to bring yourself online at some point?
Well, I think I've heard you say I can stop at any time. Anything is a win, if you're aware during.
Yes. Even
And
if
I
you
know
eat the same
awareness is
amount
the
of food.
key.
A lot of
But
times
again,
our actions don't change until, we've just been practicing that awareness. for a long time. And then maybe we move to kind of eating less or less often, right? And we kind of back it up from there. But this takes time, right? If I could figure out a way for us to jump from eating to no eating, you know, I would tell y'all, right? I would give you the secret, but it really does take time and practice and, you know, compassion and understanding and less shame and judgment along the way. Yeah. But kind of what's worked for me over time, I mean, you know, you mentioned kind of the pause, right? Any kind of pause we can put in when, you know, when our brain is kind of starting to go offline, right, is, you know, just a win for sure. And then that can, you know, any kind of way we can slow the process down a little bit. And so that means like maybe we make the food a little bit less accessible to us, right? Where it's not just, you know, where like we've got to go outside to the garage fridge or we've got, you know, things like that. Now, that doesn't mean we keep all food out of the house. That doesn't work for us necessarily either. But something like that, where is there some way we can interrupt? And then with practice, I got to where it was like, okay, we can do this, right? I always kind of start with that permission, like we can do this again. But what about in 10 minutes? And all the food is gone. And then what? Right? Where are we? How do we feel? What are we thinking? So I'm able to kind of engage that future version of me 10 minutes from now. And you can start practicing something like that. So it's really kind of developing like a protocol when you have a binge that you practice and you're not going to do it every time. And we got to keep going. Anyway. Does that help?
I need to figure out how to, how are you going to feel about this in 10 minutes? That one, I think would work good.
Yeah, that has been really, really powerful for me because when we're in that urge, right, in that kind of brain going offline, it's like, oh, well, fuck 10 minutes from now. Like, I ain't thinking about nothing but right now and getting that food in my mouth. And so it's like, no, come on back. Come on back. Let's think about, okay, we can do this. We're not gonna like just totally take it off the table yet. We can still do this, but we're also going to just have also on the table the consequences, right? The aftermath. Because I'm not going to live just in the moment of this urge anymore. I deserve to give myself the full story of what this is look what this always looks like. And it's not going to be different this time. Yeah. Yeah. It's powerful and it can happen with practice. With practice and keeping going, even when you binge sometimes, even when you know, just don't even think about it sometimes, and we just keep going and keep practicing.
I do keep going. I start every day optimistically, and I don't binge every day, but
Okay.
I do kind of keep track of it just so I can see if there's any p patterns.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, definitely get to know your patterns. And, you know, we have that amazing resource that's part of the Trusting Your Body course. That's and I'll link that for you all. It's called How to Nurture Yourself After an Overeat. It's I kind of like I kind we have our discovery worksheet, which is absolutely a resource too. But that is part of the Trusting Your Body course, this other worksheet, and it just goes a little bit deeper. With like, okay, what's really going on here? And a lot of times, I mean, you want to answer those questions the same over and over again so you can start to recognize patterns. Okay? Because I hear a lot like, well, I just keep writing down the same thing on these worksheets. And it's like, that's the point so that we can see our patterns emerging, right? So let's not go into judgment of seeing the same thing. Let's actually see it as, oh my gosh, I've recognized a pattern that I really want to pay attention to and see where I can kind of, interrupt it somewhere in here. Okay. All right. So I think this was so helpful. So anything
It's
else?
helpful for me.
Yes. I think it's so helpful for lots of people.
Oh.
Okay.
Nope, that's pretty much it. Like I'm doing all the things except, when I've had too much.
Okay.
And then I just eat too much. Sometimes I call it overeat and sometimes I call it a binge.
And don't overthink that, right? Don't overthink what you call it. But also, it might sound like, I mean, it sounds like maybe you need, it's like this, if you're really aware of this too much, like having a too much protocol, or like a too much, kind of SOS kit, where it's like, ooh, I'm in this, like I just got home, and you know what it is, right? You know what the pattern is. Like, here's where, kind of like the break the glass to get to get the fire extinguisher out or whatever. Like, what do I need to do for, what do I really need to do for myself right now when I'm at that too much place? Okay. So for you, we got a couple things. We've got like a too much protocol, where it's like, okay, what do I need to do for myself to really kind of slow this down and take my care of myself in a different way, but also these just like long-term things of setting these alarms to remind you to kind of let off that steam earlier in the day so that most days it's not so built up at the end of the day. So it's a combination of both. Because you're just going to have days where you forget, you have more steam. And so you have kind of tools for yourself either way. Okay. All right. All right. Good stuff.
Thank
Well, I'm
you.
so glad you raised your hand. Always, everyone who raises their hand is just a rock star here on these calls. So, all right. I'll talk to you next time. All
All
right.
right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes. Let's see. There she goes. Okay. Just looking at the chat where oh, that's so funny that oh, okay, I see here. Just posted twice. But yeah, MJ talked about your future self tonight, right? I really encourage you all to think about your future selves, not just, a year down the line or 6 months down the line, or even like next week or tomorrow. Your future self, you have a future self that's 10 minutes from now. You have a future self that's tonight when your head hits the pillow. And I love to visualize that. And also just like to think about like my head hitting my soft pillow. How do I want to think and feel about my day when my head hits the pillow, right? Those are all future selves that we have. So it's just such a good tool to utilize. Okay. Y'all are talking about how important permission is. And as opposed to restriction, right? Because what we know is that a lot of binging or most of binging is rooted in some sort of restriction, right? Some sort of us, kind of like what we were talking about on the coaching call of, if we're restricting ourselves from letting off that steam throughout the day, a binge is coming, right? If we're restricting ourselves from, foods that we like on a regular basis, a binge is coming. If we're restricting ourselves by, judging ourselves and shaming ourselves all the time and kind of restricting ourselves from compassion and love, a binge is coming. So there's different kinds of restriction, and they all kind of go into that binge restrict cycle. Okay. So I want you all to get really curious about what you might be restricting in your lives in the name of weight loss, in the name of like whatever it is. And sometimes in the name of like, I'm scared to feel my feelings. And so I push them down. That's restricting too. That's what we call emotional restriction. Okay. So, all right. Well, let me answer these questions in from the Facebook page. But if anybody else wants to raise their hand and get coached. I'd love to talk to you. So, okay, so I've got a couple of questions. Actually, I've got three questions here. Stephanie says, I was on the maintenance call yesterday and she was coached by Corinne and she talked about an experience some binge eaters have regarding feeling unease and discomfort with feeling they're enough, feeling like they have eaten to enough, and how it can trigger a binge because feeling full or at enough, we make that mean something bad, and having an empty or a neutral stomach is good. And Stephanie said that really resonated with her and was an aha moment, and she'd like to hear more about that. So, this is just kind of, I wanted to kind of talk about this as kind of a big picture where when any of us who have had a history of binge eating and we start to practice what we teach here in OBS of eating when we're hungry and stopping at enough, sometimes that can feel very restrictive. Okay. So sometimes it's on the hunger side of like, I mean, some of us have just not let ourselves get hungry for a long time. And so it can just feel really like we're restricting ourselves if we let ourselves get hungry. And then on the other side of the doable hunger cycle or the doable hunger method is eating to enough. And sometimes that can feel wrong or hard because, yeah, because like sometimes we thought that, you know, we should have an empty stomach or our stomach should, you know, we shouldn't feel any food in our stomach. Or, and all of that is just from our past diet experiences, just how we thought our body is supposed to feel. And so I just want you all to know that anything like that that you all experience with practicing stopping at eating when you're hungry and stopping at enough is normal. You are not alone in that, you know. And for those of us who have had a history of binge eating, it can take time for us to, and maybe longer than other people, to really get to practicing hunger and enough. Okay. Because if we have restricted a lot of foods, sometimes we need to just bring back in those foods for a while and maybe not focus so much on hunger and enough quite yet. Okay. Because again, a lot of us are coming from a very, very restrictive place of thinking that we couldn't have foods, you know, or that they're really good and bad foods. And we just may not be quite ready to eat them when we're hungry and stop eating them at enough yet. We just need to bring them in and just start with permission to have them at all. And here's the deal, y'all. Sometimes that does result in some weight gain at first because you're building safety with allowing yourself to have foods that you want. Okay. So I know you all want to lose weight. I know you all are here to lose weight, and weight loss is coming in that process. But sometimes we need to start with giving ourselves permission to have foods and maybe overeat them sometimes or a lot at first. And then we move into practicing stopping at enough and eating when we're hungry. Okay. So I think that's kind of what Corinne meant about that, where it's just like sometimes our habits just don't quite feel safe to us yet. And that is absolutely normal because we are doing something new. We're building a different relationship with food. And we've just got to go at the pace that we feel safe doing that. Okay. So I hope that helps. And let's do some more coaching because we got a couple of other people here. Terry. I've got a couple of other questions. If I don't get to them on the call, I will answer them in the Facebook group. We do have a binge support Facebook group for those of you all. who don't know. And I will post the link to that before we get out of here. Oh, Terry declined. Okay. All right. Laura. Oh, Laura Gary. Okay, she's joining us. So let's see. Hello. Oh,
Hello.
wait. Hello, friend.
How are you?
It's so good to see you.
Oh, thank you. Thank
Okay.
you. I am a sucker when you say that no one has their hand raised. If
Oh,
I'm
get it
on,
up.
that's it. That's it.
Get
I'm
it
there.
up.
Okay, here we
You
go.
know, you've been around long enough, right? You
Look,
know
I have said
that.
that I will never cancel my membership because you guys are so much cheaper than therapy. You are my
Okay.
therapy, and I love it.
Well, I take that as a compliment. So thank
Absolutely.
you. Thank you.
Absolutely. So, okay, let's process a binge that I had today that I'm feeling, oh, even just saying it now, I'm feeling guilt and shame and remorse and
Okay, let's just start with just a deep breath. Okay, this is the kind of stuff that is kind of hard for us to do, right? But sometimes we just need to stop and just stop for a minute. Okay. Okay. It's okay. It's okay.
But stopping makes me feel it a little bit more and makes me get a little bit more emotional about it and just, yeah.
Is that maybe what you need?
I don't know. I don't like the feeling, I can tell you that. So
A lot
I
of times, what we need is not what we like to feel,
don't. Yeah, right.
right?
Maybe. Maybe.
Because when we stop, when we maybe have some tears, I believe, because we try to just move and do and learn and apply and listen and all this kind of stuff into who we want to be or change. But I think a lot of times the answer that we're avoiding is to stop and be with ourselves when we're in this kind of shame. I've been here and it doesn't feel good. This is why we don't do it already, right? But when we can learn to be with ourselves after a binge and build some safety with that,
Ooh.
feel a little bit safer with being with ourselves with our shame. Think that's a superpower. Because what do? We avoid shame
Right.
like the plague,
Yeah.
but it's still there. It's under layers of distractions and more shame and all this kind of stuff,
Pushing forward and
pushing
it's not going to
forward.
happen again and
Right. How am I gonna, fix this? And y'all, I think the answer, I was talking to a client earlier today, and I picture like this elephant in the room. We talk about the elephant in the room sometimes, right? And we're over here in the corner trying to sweep out this little corner and trying to move around this big elephant, which is really what we need to pay attention to. All right. And a lot of times it is, I always say, before we can stop binging, we have to keep binging and show up for ourselves in a different way while we're binging. And that can lead us to stop binging, but it's not just a switch we can flip off.
Right.
We've got to learn how to love ourselves while we're, through binging. And that's what I talked about earlier with this shift that I made. Oh my gosh, I was actually taking care of myself. How are you taking care of yourself with your binge?
Okay, so in the middle of it, I documented everything honestly, and I didn't hide it from myself. I took pictures of everything because I knew. Because in the past, when I don't do that and I try to rely on my memory, I always wish that I had an accurate, the accurate, like, honesty. Because I remember from my very, very first, not even my first coaching call, but the first coaching call I got to listen in. That was something Corinne had said, just how can you be, the gist of it was you can't do an honest assessment without being honest with yourself. So, and I haven't been doing that for a while. Been trying to rely on memory, and maybe I'm accurate, maybe not, but today, just taking pictures of everything so that when I'm ready to assess, I can do it honestly. And that is feel that that's having my back in the moment, I guess. In the
Moment, yes. You
yeah.
were able to, in the moment, in the middle of all of this, say, okay, what could help me in this moment? But I believe that's coming from the food was helping you in the moment. The eating is helping you in the moment. You believe that?
But I don't know what from. I guess maybe if I hadn't
You
eaten, I would have discovered it.
don't. Right. That's, I mean,
Okay.
you know, we say kind of, you find out really quickly what your needs are, right? When we just say, okay, we're not going to eat, but sometimes, you know, but if you backed it up, right? How could the binge make sense? What do you think you might have needed, or what do you think that, you know, your need was in that moment for comfort or care?
I mean, there's nothing that's standing out to me. It was a really good day, I felt. It was a good day. I didn't make my plan in the early morning. I had lunch or had breakfast with some coworkers, and I stopped it enough. I even brought like packaged up. There was quite a bit. I was like, I might have this for lunch. So I stopped it enough. It was really good. Then later on, I made my plan and I even put that I was proud that I stopped it enough. I mean, I was doing really good. One thing I need today besides food, to be proud of my actions today was what I put. And so doing that, I was proud. I was kind of productive. I'd done a few things. And then, I mean, I guess maybe coming home and needing some rest. I mean, I wasn't really super tired, but, you know, maybe. Like nothing was standing out. It wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so exhausted, but I have to push through. Let me just have this. It wasn't that. It was just coming home and,
How did you?
maybe coming home and like, I mean, I don't know, I needed to like clean up the kitchen and start fixing dinner for later on, and the kitchen was kind of a mess. Maybe I was avoiding that. Maybe.
I
Maybe.
love hearing you just take guesses, right?
I mean, okay, there's some probability in that. Probably that as far as, okay. So it gave me a temporary distraction from, I mean, just doing the dishes, honestly, it wasn't that big of a deal. But maybe in my brain was like, oh no, we can't do that unless you have this first. Maybe. Because eventually afterwards, I went in there, did it, you know, was listening to an audiobook, you know, listening to the call. It wasn't that, and I, you know. Okay. I mean, if I had to guess that probably, but it didn't like really super stand out, but
And that is how it is a lot of times. I
yeah.
love just like that you kind of talk through and took guesses and like realize that, you know, a lot of times it is not this big, huge emotion, especially if we have a habit of binging. You know, if binging is habit too, right? It is just like if you kind of just touch on something where it's like, oh, I gotta clean that kitchen. You know, it's just like then this habit, oh, we could just do
Well, doesn't that sound a lot better? It sounds so much better to, because it was like, I know it's never just I want it. I mean, it sounded good. Of course it sounded good. You know, it's never just I want it. There has to be something else. Yeah.
I have just over years of coaching people and, you know, working on this myself. I think so often what we are avoiding by overeating or binging is, again, not sometimes it is, right? Deep, dark trauma pain, right? I mean, there's definitely that.
Right.
I think more often it is just this little bit of just annoyance or restlessness or ickiness, I like to call it, because everybody kind of has their own definition of just icky.
Okay.
And we just have a habit of wanting to avoid that and do something else instead, right? And just eat something tasty instead. And then as bingers, right, we, you know, often eat something. I don't know. This is what I experienced was I ate something and then I just had so much shame about not doing things perfectly and I messed up another day and so much shame and judgment.
As well have this, might as well have
Might as well
that.
have this. And then that's how the larger amount of food happens, right? But it always starts with just an overeat, right? Now, other experiences, you can have a big plan to eat a bunch of food. I mean, and that's happens too. But yes, and so a lot of times the, you know, what we think we need in the moment or what we think is really going on when we binge is not something that's a big, huge deal or a big, huge need.
Okay.
It's just that, you know what, I didn't really want to just feel that thing. I just didn't really want to kind of sit there and be restless, or I didn't really want to just go in there and clean the kitchen again
Yeah.
and kind of think the things I always think and, you know, just feel this like ickiness. I just wanted a break from it for a minute.
Okay.
And that's the story more often than we realize a lot of times. So, and then we just decide, okay, I guess that was it. That's my best guess.
Okay.
We're not, I'm not gonna, you know, we're not gonna get a green bell. We're like, oh, that's it.
Okay.
And okay. And then you took care of yourself in that moment. You know, you protected yourself from that ickiness with food. And like I was saying earlier, I always, it just helped me to say, okay. All of this is coming from some part of me that wants to try to protect me and wants to try to keep me safe from these icky feelings. So it's in the name of self-care, this binging. It's not some war inside of me.
Right.
It's not some, you know, me hating myself. It's actually me desperately trying to love myself in the moment and take care of myself in the moment. And it's kind of powered by habit. But sometimes we are so dysregulated, right? And so just offline that we really don't have access to any other coping mechanism. So, okay. So, what do you want this story to be about this binge today?
That it wasn't that big of a deal. That it wasn't gonna derail me. It doesn't mean all the that I'm failing, that I'm never gonna reach my goals, that, you know, I'm never gonna figure this out.
You still have those wins. I mean, I see all of this as a win too, right? But all those wins you celebrated earlier in the day, those do not get canceled out by this bitch, right?
Right.
Please don't do
No,
that
you're
to
right.
yourself,
Yeah.
right? Like, Because, and also, I mean, I just had a guess of like maybe all this celebrating yourself earlier in the day, if that's a newer thing, or if that's just like maybe kind of an uncomfortable thing that you've started doing, that could have triggered the urge to binge too.
Right.
You know, so it might be, I mean, and a lot of times it's a combination of things
Right.
or something that just kind of takes it over the line or over the edge, like when you walked in and saw the kitchen. You know, so yeah. So you're just curious, but it's like I just think this whole thing of it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
And you know, my thing is I may binge every once in a while. And I want to just keep saying that because I just don't want it to make it a big deal if I do. If I don't, I don't. But if I do, oh, this is that time I said I might binge every once in a while.
Right.
And I don't ever want to blame myself or, you know, think it's wrong or bad. Now, I do initially. I'm human. The shame comes in at first. But then how do we want to, what do we want to tell ourselves on purpose? Okay. What else? Anything else?
I mean, I do like the binging is it, what did I put? Is in the same name of self-care. I like
Yes.
that.
Yes.
You know, and if I can maybe journal on that a little bit more and get a little bit more deeper with that, that I can, when I feel it coming on, connect it with self-care instead of shame and
Yes.
almost like hurry up and eat. If I can connect it with self-care, then I can, you know. Like in this situation, I could, if I had noticed it in this situation, I could have said, you know, you're going to binge and then you're going to do the dishes anyway. You might as well just do the dishes and see how you feel
Yeah.
and then kind of reassess.
It's
And
kind of that, you know, we call it pause plus permission, right? Where it's like, well, look, we could still eat afterwards, right? Let's not just snatch the food away, but let's just get this kitchen going and then see how we feel. But we can absolutely still eat if we want to, right? So that's definitely an option. But also, I want you to keep practicing, right? Even if you do binge. That was self-care too,
right.
right? And I think some journaling on that because someone in the chat said binging as a form of self-care is an amazing idea, but it could feel like, wait a, what? I mean, I know when I first heard it, I was like, no way, or I've never thought of it like that.
Right.
So it takes some time for us to kind of open ourselves up to the idea.
Yeah.
So
I took
keep.
the emotional eating course and I'm using the planner for that. And I do really like that. And one of the questions, if I emotionally eat today, it might be because I want it, anxiety and tired eating tend, those seem to be what's kind of the patterns of going on. And I think it was just, I want it. I mean, there was probably some avoidance. I could maybe add avoidance on that list now, but powered by habit also. Like if I can get into working on getting onto the into the habit of ping-ponging a little bit more, of not just giving in because I want it, because I'm always going to want it. It's that's, you know, of course I want it. It's delicious. It tastes good in my mouth, but let's have a little bit more of a conversation with it and looking at both sides of it.
And I think just like kind of like we did together, where it's like, okay, this is probably why. This is our best guess.
Right.
And then we just move on, right? Like we just may not kind of figure out everything that was going on or kind of pinpoint exactly, but we take our best guess. We see what we can learn there, and then we move on because, you know, like I was saying, you know, a lot of us who binge, we have this perfectionist thinking along with it, right? I mean, that's it's all kind of intertwined. And part of that perfectionist thinking can be, well, I need to understand exactly why I binged every single time I binge, you know, and I need the right answer. Well, y'all, we just don't get that. You know, we take our best guess, we stay curious, and we keep on going.
Okay.
Okay.
And then the next thought that kind of like my brain kind of races to, like the second I start being a little bit like, it's okay, nothing's gone wrong here, I can learn, I can, my brain races to, no, but you're never going to lose weight if you keep binging, if you keep, like, you're never going to get to your goal, you're never going to, and there becomes this like sense of a little panic on that I feel.
Okay. So how absolutely normal, right, for that voice to kind of want to say something at that moment. And it's an amazing opportunity, right? That's a very scared part of you,
Right.
right, that we want to reassure in that moment. What do you want to tell her? Even be like an inner child, right? A little Laura.
Right.
And I like to think she's kind of just tugging on your shirt, and she's like, are we okay? I'm really scared because we did this again. And I need you to tell us we're going to be okay and that we're going to figure this out.
Right.
What do you want to tell her?
Think I would tell her that. Yeah, I would think I would tell her that, no, it's okay, that when you try something new or you try to change something, you don't always change it the first time or even the second time or even the third time. That sometimes it just takes practice, a little bit in the moment. It takes practice. And actually, the fact that we did it helps us get a little bit closer to that goal that we're freaking out that we're not going to get to. Yeah.
Yeah. This is actually us getting closer
Yeah,
to where we are.
really figuring it out and not just kind of pushing it away and pretending that it's okay. Because I think a lot of the emotional work that I did, and the first time I lost my weight, it was great. It was amazing. I was loving it. I was so into it. And it was absolutely wonderful. But there's a part of me that didn't deal with the emotional eating. Like the course was really good, that didn't really quite face the binging aspect of my life as probably directly as I needed to,
And yeah, what which was
which is where, I mean, that it was the reason the weight came back on. It was the reason that I didn't necessarily stop at 5 or 10 pounds. I would maybe level out a little bit, but then I would maybe lose a little bit, but then I would gain even more and then more and then more. It just, I didn't stop it at 5 or 10 pounds or 15 or 20 pounds. I mean, it all came back on because I was not, and wasn't being honest with myself. I was just like giving into the fear and not like really talking about the emotional aspect of either my binging or, my emotional eating.
And I, kind of along with like having some love for this scared part of you, I also want you to give some love to that past version of
Yeah.
Laura, right?
Yeah.
Who just didn't know
Yeah.
that she didn't know.
Yeah.
She didn't know what you know now.
Right.
She was doing the best she could.
Yeah. And really did love the journey and really did love the process and really did love, and even, if I had never lose another pound, I do love where I'm at in my headspace so much better. With everything that I've learned in that time frame, even with the ups and downs of the weight gain. I'm just really ready to lose it for good this time. And I thought I was that time, but apparently not. Still had more to learn. It's okay. I'm a good learner. That's another thing that I could tell my younger self is we're a good learner. Like we're really smart. We know we're a good learner. We can figure things out. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're on your way. You're
Okay.
on. All right. You take care.
I do feel better. Thank you so much,
Okay.
Lindsay.
Good. Good. All right. So yeah. Bye. All right. Jody, I see your hand raised. Let me get you on here before we get out of here. Oh, you've had your hand raised. Okay, Miss Jody.
Okay, well,
Morning.
I don't think I've ever been coached on these calls. I mean, any of the calls, but I'm not sure that binging applies to me or not. Because I can't sit down and eat like a whole pizza. I don't eat that much, but I eat lots of stuff when I know I shouldn't. And I eat lots of stuff that when I'm not hungry, or I'll eat things that I don't want somebody to know that I'm eating. So that's kind of where I think this might apply to me. And if it's not, it's okay. I can take it to a different call.
No. I mean, let's not get caught up in labels or, you know, words, right? Like, we can call it emotional eating. We can call it overeating. Okay. It's more about kind of the emotion behind it, right? I mean, and you mentioned shame, right? You mentioned hiding. It's more about that kind of thing than the amount of food, okay? Because a binge can be one amount of food for somebody and another amount. So don't get caught up too much in the amount. It's more of, okay, what's going on behind the eating?
Well, I'm certain that it is to avoid all of the feelings. And I don't feel guilt. I mean, I feel frustration. I might feel scared. I might feel angry. But I don't feel guilt. And I think if I felt guilt, maybe I'd stop.
Well,
I don't know.
The solution isn't to feel guilt. Well, no, I think no. I think you probably just keep going, right?
Well, I have to.
Well, what do you think about kind of what I've been talking about on this call of you've been taking care of yourself with this food?
Yeah. And I mean, I know that
from these feelings.
That too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, there are times I have to push through and I have to stay up when I need to sleep. And
you figured out.
And I use food to do that.
How to take care of yourself and how to
accept that it's going to drive me into the ground before.
Well, this is where it's like, okay, I have figured out how to take care of myself and get stuff done with food. And it's got this consequence, right?
Yes.
That I don't want. But I go back to, all of this was in the name of me caring for myself and figuring out how to get shit done. So
it's more
for figuring that out. And now I want to explore other ways to do that.
It's more, I feel like my hands are. Okay. There are things that I could do that would just be, you know, we all make choices. Sometimes I feel like it's the best of the not good options. And that sounds stupid, but there are. It's not most of the time now, it's not so bad. But my daughter has a circadian rhythm disorder on top of being special needs. So she's up all night and sleeps all day. And I have a really strong circadian rhythm, so I can't stay up all night. And so for a year and a half, I just used sugar and caffeine until I hit the wall and I crashed. And the way I can help fix it is to get my business going so my husband can be home more, because he will take half of the, I mean, he has the same, I mean, he doesn't have a circadian rhythm disorder, but he has the same biology that she does. He can stay up all night. Mm-hmm. I mean, I literally can't. I fall asleep. And for a long time until recently, it was a safety issue if I fell asleep.
Okay.
And at this point, if I doze off and sleep for an hour, mm-hmm. for the most part, she's going to be fine.
But you have kind of, it sounds like you kind of have another solution or a solution to this.
And I keep trying to, I know there's things I can do. I mean, I ran a multi-million-dollar business for 13 years before I came home to take care of her.
Okay.
I have have things I'm sure that I could do. But I don't have it. I don't know if I don't have any confidence left in me, or if I don't have any confidence left that I can get enough. What's the right word? Consistency? Pull anything off. Because there's no, it feels to me like the only thing that's consistent is a lack of consistency.
Well, how do you build consistency? Right? We got to start with one thing. Right? It's like you're, you know, I see your brain kind of trying to go to, but we might not be consistent. Right? But it's like, let's back up the truck. And what's a first step? Because we get caught up in, we're not going to be consistent, and then we don't do anything. Right? Or, you know, more
right.
Like perfection.
Right. Or I'll freeze. Yeah, or I'll start to do something and then I just can't because I can't fail again because, you know, I've been trying to do this for a couple of years. Exactly. I'm consistently inconsistent.
So what do you think is the answer here or the solution here? You know, we got to do something different, right? To get a different result.
Well, I'm trying from the food side, I'm trying to cut out just the worst of the stuff that I know that's the worst for me. Not even giving it the Diet Coke yet. That's, but I need to not eat sugar.
Well, I'm never going to condone cutting out everything. Never works. It never works. I want you to, here's my suggestion, or not when I say condone, right? I'm never going to recommend.
Okay.
Let's just focus on what is really worth it. What we really enjoy when it comes to sugar. Does that sound doable?
Yeah, I just don't know if the long, if the intermediate consequences at the rate I'm going will be all right.
You want to
keep and it? I'm not getting anywhere now.
Yeah, so. Right. That's kind of what I'm saying, right? Sometimes we got to just try something that maybe doesn't sound like enough, right? Not good enough. Of course, our brain goes to, we need to cut out all of it. I've never seen it work. Unless you have and just an amazing, amazing reason for doing it.
I need to live a long time to take care of my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to, like Corinne talked about on the camp call today, I need to be able to put together something so that she's taken care of long after I'm gone.
But you can do that while you're still eating something that you really enjoy and not just cutting out everything. Because has that ever worked?
Long term, no. In the short term, over a year or two, I got all of my vitals and my blood work and everything in a good spot, and I took off about 40 pounds. But
if it didn't
eventually,
last,
I...
If it didn't last, it didn't work. Right?
Yeah.
I think I got to be clear on that because we can tell ourselves, you know, it worked. But if it didn't last, it didn't work. Okay. So you've tried that. So let's try something different where we just work on reducing and kind of cutting out some things that like that, this low hanging fruit. I kind of say, where it's like, okay, the stuff that's not worth it, the stuff that's just, I'm not really, like, if someone said I could never have it again, I'd be okay. I want you to start there.
Okay, that's a great.
Okay. Okay. This is how we build consistency, y'all. We start with something that absolutely feels like it's not good enough. Like it's not a big enough change. I've been there. And it felt hard. But I said, what I've been doing, trying to be perfect, trying to cut out everything, it hasn't worked. And so I'm just going to do something different. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Are you in our Facebook group? In our binge Facebook group?
No, I didn't figure. Okay, this is going to sound really stupid because my graduate degree is psych services. But I didn't equate because I didn't eat a whole bunch of sit and eat a whole pizza or then purge that I didn't equate it to me till today. I thought I was thinking about getting something else to eat. And I'm like, I just make my binge little bits long. Yeah. And I thought maybe I'm going to go to this call and see if.
I'm so glad you brought that up first because you are not the only, I mean, I get that question all the time. And I know you aren't the only one on this call that was wondering that. I really try to kind of make it a habit of just like talking about that at the beginning of every one of these calls, where it is more about not so much about the amount or, you know, and some people purge, some people don't. It's not so much about the amount of food. It's more about the shame and judgment behind it, right? That leads us to eat more or the hiding. Or again, there's a lot of overlap between binging and emotional eating or overeating. So just don't overthink it. And I'm here for all that. Okay. But also, you know, I talked about restriction earlier and, you know, that's why I'm just, you know, I laser in on if we're talking about cutting out whole food groups, that is restriction and that leads to a binge eventually. So if we're trying to reduce binging, we got to reduce restriction. Okay. So that's what I'm kind of working with you on. Okay. Is all right, let's just cut out the stuff that kind of feels more doable. Right. And like just isn't worth it. And then let's go from there. Okay.
Okay.
But then also with your business, right, I want you to do the kind of the same thing there of what's one thing I can take action on in my business and celebrate the heck out of it. And you have an amazing why for doing this, right?
Yes.
So that you can, you know, get your husband home to help you with your child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And that's how we build consistency there too. Doesn't feel good enough at first. Absolutely normal. And then we just build from there. Okay. So yeah, I'm going to give you all the link to the Facebook group in the chat. But also here's the other thing. We have Ask Coaches right on our website, nobswomen.com. And if for some reason y'all ever, I mean, and the link to the binge Facebook group is on our website at nobswomen.com under resources, I think. Community. It's under community, under the community tab. But y'all, if you, for some reason you can't find it, you don't want to look for it, you can pop into Ask Coaches and say, you know, give me that link again. But also I want you to follow up with me and Ask Coaches. Okay, Judy and Jody, sorry. And just keep me posted. Okay. And then of course we have these calls and then or in the binge Facebook group.
Okay.
Either one, y'all tag me in that group. I make a note to check, but sometimes, I mean, I definitely will see it if you tag me. Okay. In that Facebook group. All right.
Okay.
I'm so glad you reached out. All right. I'm just so proud of all of you all who raise your hands on these calls. It is, you know, it's scary. It's hard. But I also am so proud of you all who are here listening and may never raise your hand. Okay. They're not better than you. And I also am proud of you all who are listening to the replay and just couldn't be here live with us tonight. That's why we record every single call. Okay, y'all, I've got to go. We try to limit these calls to about an hour, but I know there were some questions in the Q&A. I hope some of the coaching helped you all, but if you still want a question from me, that's what Ask Coaches is for. And y'all put my name up in the subject line and they will get it to me if they can. Okay. And so that is available to you all. And you all know this month, if you ask a question and Ask Coaches, you go into a drawing for a free month of private coaching. Okay. So that's pretty cool. All right. I love you all. This has been amazing. I really hope these calls have been helpful, and these coaching calls have been helpful for you all. Like I said, I just love doing this every month. It's just an honor to be here with you all and just kind of provide a safe space, I hope, for you all to share and get the help that you need. And like I said, I'm in the Facebook group. I'm in the Binge Support Facebook group. I'm in Ask Coaches, and I'll be here next month. All right. Y'all take care. Yes. Actually, my husband's in there feeding the puppy right now. So, all right. Take care, guys. Bye-bye.